It seemed a good idea at the time. About 13 years ago, back in the early 2000s, Santa Rosa schools stopped paying medical benefits for their teachers and administrators. In exchange, they got a bump in salary. In the years since, medical costs have skyrocketed, and Amy Stern, president of the Santa Rosa Teachers Association, says it's been a long time since they received any wage increase at all.
So between 2007 and 2014, we got nothing. While we endured furlough days, which are, you know, working without pay, zero increases, and at the same time, inflation has gone up about 14%. So while our salaries look like they're very competitive within Sonoma County, once medical benefits are taken out of our salaries, Santa Rosa City Schools is really last in total compensation.
And that means they have a hard time retaining teachers in the district. So the union is asking for a 3% salary increase plus another 2% to go towards a medical benefit program for teachers who opt into it.
It's been a difficult go. We started at the end of September. The district is offering us 2% towards salary, and they're offering us $1,500 towards medical care benefits.
Which, she says, is just not good enough. Neither side seems willing to budge. Recent negotiation sessions have lasted less than 10 minutes. So both the Teachers Association and the school district have filed for impasse.
Which means now a mediator will come in from the state, and the mediator will try to get the two sides to work together to come to some kind of agreement. It's a non-binding agreement, so the mediator is going to have to work very hard.
At the heart is a difference in understanding how funds from the state can be applied within the district. Jason Lee is the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and the lead negotiator for Santa Rosa City Schools.
You know, the LCAP and the LCFF is just a year old. It's new. You know, it's new for districts all over the state.
That's the Local Control and Accountability Plan and Local Control Funding Formula. It's a new set of regulations giving local control over to where money is spent in schools.
So we're working our way through that process to make sure we have a good understanding of how that all works, and we're hoping that we'll be able to reach a resolution within the parameters of LCFF.
The governor restructured the funding of schools.
Ed Hassan is the local contact for the California Teachers Association. He says schools still receive money based on average daily attendance of students.
In addition to that, there's a calculation for extra funding for students of greatest need under the assumption that those students need additional support in order to be successful. And we don't disagree with that. The disagreement is over using those funds to attract and retain teachers, which is one of the criteria that's acceptable in the local control accountability plan. They are actually under the misperception that they can only be used for new programs. And that is not true.
The school district does not see it that way. And with each side unwilling to move, it'll fall on that state-appointed mediator to smooth the way forward. No date has yet been set for the new round of negotiations. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.